What's going on, Bulls Nation? Welcome into the CHGO Bulls Podcast. Coming to you live from our studios here in West Loop, downtown Chicago. I'm Peck Bulls underscore Peck. Joining me, Big Day. Bam! BWL Sports, Will the Goat Gottlieb. Perfectly coiffed. Will underscore Gottlieb. And sitting in for Joey today, it's our friend Sarah on the controls.
What's up, Sarah?
Hi. It's raining.
It is.
Nice shoes.
Thank you. They're new.
How's your day been?
How's my day been? Yeah. It's been good. I'm tired.
Sarah just got back from London.
I did. Oh, really? All hail the queen. R.I.P. the queen.
All right. The queen died?
The queen died 16 months ago.
Okay.
I still think about her.
Why were you in London?
I was just with Sue and me and little mother-daughter trip.
That's a flex right there.
Yeah, we just went to London for 5 days.
Just cuz, right there.
Just cuz.
First time?
It was my first time, yeah. She hasn't been in like 20 years, so.
Loved it?
Loved it.
Going back?
I will go back, yes.
With the Bears?
Oh, I wish. No, I wish. They didn't text me that I was doing that trip, so
Bears
maybe next time.
London. Just that was a quick plug.
Bears going to London.
CHGO Bears.
That's right.
Going CHGO to London. Bears going so much London. Youthful energy in the office today.
It is, man.
Sarah's here. Emma's here.
Emma's here.
Emma.
Man.
Emma's taking a straw poll on best burger joints in Chicago.
Yes.
Keep an eye on the CHGO Sports socials for that vid to drop soon.
I'm curious about what yours is. I am curious about that.
You'll have to watch our TikTok to find out.
I don't know. Wait.
You'll have to watch our TikTok to find out.
Also, we all know Emma, big Clippers fan, right?
Sure.
She came in today. She was like, "Are you so sad that Blake Griffin retired?" And then she told me how old she was when Blake Griffin was drafted into the NBA.
Don't tell Matt those things.
And then I was actually sad for real.
Yeah, yeah. Matt cares about that stuff. Don't tell Matt that stuff, man, at all. Shout out Blake Griffin, man. Oh, shout out Sarah. Emma's professor.
Oh, also, Professor Connolly.
Professor John, is John O'Connor?
Sean O'Connolly, who I so want Sean his Connery. Name to be Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. Shout out Sean Connery.
Professor Sean Connery.
Sean Connolly.
You got a great student there. I hope you are helping her learn. Hope
and
you are
giving
helping her
an
grow.
I was going to say, give her an A.
She deserves it. And thank you for enjoying us. We appreciate you.
That we do.
Yes.
Guys, we are just a little over 24 hours away from the Bulls. Do or die. Winner go home.
Let's go.
Play-in tournament game.
Love the play-in.
Against the Atlanta Hawks. We're talking all about that matchup on today's show. Some potential keys. Will, you are practice today. We'll get some updates on some players who may or may not be available for the Bulls who could play huge factors in this game. True. First, though, wanted to make note of and give a quick shout-out to the Chicago Sky and our CHGO Sky crew.
Yeah.
Did a great job with their draft show last night. And as a Bulls fan who has been feeling really down in the dumps recently, I got hyped about Chicago basketball watching the selections that were made by the Sky in that draft last night.
Yeah, man.
Cardoza.
It was great.
Angel Reese. Brennan Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I am so hyped about the CHGO Sky crew and the fact that the Sky are back.
I wasn't sure about Cardoza. I didn't know who they were going to take at three. They could have went a bunch of different ways.
I think they needed her size, man.
Yeah, I mean, you could have took Jackson. She would have worked, too. But you needed the size, like you said. Like, nobody was over 6'4 on their team.
Yeah.
They needed the size. They needed the bully. The Chicago. We like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I knew they weren't leaving that draft without Angel Reese. I knew that for a fact.
Trading up, especially.
Yeah. Like, anytime your owner mentions you, just talking about you, and he's mentioning you, you're getting drafted. Like, he only mentioned two players, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. That was it. And you knew you weren't getting Caitlin. So I'm like, there's no way she was not coming to Chicago.
Right.
They're going to love, 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 love Angel Reese, man. I am telling you.
Dingo Hoops say, it must be nice to have first-round draft picks.
Hey, man.
But, yeah, I mean, Angel Reese, all of the vibes and, on top of that, the talent that she has, I feel like Chicago basketball has been crying out for a player like that for a few years now.
Dude, it's like I told you immediately, Matt, she's Joakim
Noah.
This
man immediately was like, yo, Matt, she's WNBA Joakim Noah. She's about to be WNBA Joakim Noah. And I was like, do not get my heart and my hopes up higher.
Don't you do this. Listen to her. Like, did you see the video I sent you?
Oh, about how she's excited to be knocked down a peg and be a rookie again.
So she can learn and get better that way. Who that sound like?
Yeah.
That is all Joakim Noah stuff, man. Like, I can't wait for people to see her, man. She is a goon all the time. She loves to rebound. She loves the physicality. She loves playing inside. She's like 6'4".
Yeah.
And I love what Cardoza said. She said, ain't nobody getting no rebounds.
Yeah.
Like, we getting all the rebounds.
They're throwing it back to the 1990s. With
this man.
Truly.
But they did pick up a shooter, too.
They did pick up a shooter.
The young lady. I forget.
Brenna Maxwell.
Yes. Wait, was it, what school did she go to? Was it BYU?
I think Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, thank you. But yeah, like her percentages are insane.
Yeah, and she's got like a ratchet, dude. She can get it up so quick. Like she's a legit shooter.
Yeah, the videos I watched just of a play simultaneously, just watched one play. Like she hit the quick jumper, got coming the rebound screens, next play, like, came off a screen and then pulled the three like that. Like, and she shoots 90% from the free throw line. Like, it's nasty, dog. Like, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun times for the Chicago Sky. I'm happy for that. I like how somebody says just the new young energy that's coming in here, you know what I'm saying, to Chicago. To
needed.
Revive that sport. It's a sports town, bro. Needed. It's Chicago. We love sports, bro. We
give me all that Angel Reese attitude.
All of it.
And
give
they
me
just
all
are going to, like, I mean, obviously the Sky reached the mountaintop. They had some incredible personalities on that team. They had some Hall of Fame players. But then,
Leo, peace.
Like, it just kind of fell off last year. Obviously, they were going through a rebuild. Things were not great. But they just got two players whose, like, brand name is going to just draw so much attention to the Chicago Sky. And I think that's, like, just really positive for the WNBA, for the Chicago Sky, and for the fans here in Chicago.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really fun to watch.
Can't wait, man. Make sure you're following CHGO Sky for all the latest.
Shout out to Steven, our guys, Chris Pennant, Steven.
Steven wrote a really good breakdown.
He did.
Of
check it out.
The picks, the fit. Just the potential there, how it's all going to break down. He's been killing it. So check that out on allchgo.com.
Go read it, allchgo.com. And shout out to our boy Dreads in the comments who said, yo, I want that CHGO shirt Matt has on. Go to chgolocker.com.
Right.
Get yourself one.
Hey, Julie.
Get yourself the one that the goat's rocking too.
Boom. Look at it. Look
both
at
rocking the black CHGO shirts today.
Man. Different style, but rolling with it, man. You look like security.
Dreads also wants to bring Angel Reese over to the Bulls. I would not be opposed. Bulls need some of that energy.
Yes.
But, okay, yeah. Bulls, Hawks, big game on deck.
Woo!
Key matchups on either side of the ball. But let's start with this. Will, you were at the Bulls practice earlier today. What is the latest with the availability or not availability for this game tomorrow night for Ayo Dosunmu and Andre Drummond? Because they could both be huge factors in this game.
Yeah, so the Bulls just submitted their first injury report of the day, which has both of those guys listed as questionable. Obviously, Drummond with the ankle that he sprained against the Knicks on, I believe it was the 9th, a week from today, a week ago today.
The lob from him.
He had been in a walking boot for the last couple of days, was in just his normal shoes on Sunday. I talked to him a little bit in the hallway at that Knicks game, and he was just saying that he's feeling a lot better. But he did not practice. There's still some swelling. Billy said that he got some work in yesterday, not like practicing up and down, but just like some on-court stuff with some of the trainers and with the coaches. And there was some swelling today. So he did not practice today. Is obviously listed as questionable tomorrow. I'm skeptical he will be able to make it back just with the severity of that injury, the fact that he was in a boot.
Yeah.
Obviously it's trending the right direction and it wasn't doubtful. It was questionable. So, like, usually it's doubtful is, like, 25% chance to play.
Yeah.
Questionable, 50%.
Sure.
Probable, 75%. So, it could be worse. I'm still a bit skeptical just based on, you know, the fact that the injury looked really bad, that he had to be wheeled off, and that he just has not yet made a ton of progress. So, I'm not expecting him to play, but obviously he's trending the right direction. And then Ayo was on the court today. We saw him scrimmaging a little bit after practice. He did some stuff with the team during practice today, but he's been out for the last four games. He said that he got kneed by Wendell Carter in the quad, and that is what held him out for couple days of the season. But the fact that he talked to media, I think, signifies that he will be trending towards a return. Usually, if guys are injured or out, they're not going to be talking to the media. So I'm optimistic for Ayo, and obviously both these guys play a huge role in this potential matchup. So we'll see about them. Obviously, Ayo is still also listed as questionable and may or may not play. I think they're going to get him going tomorrow again in the morning, see how he feels, see if it's tightening up at all. And if not, he'll probably trend towards a return. And then the team also announced today that Batum had a detached retina.
Classic Bulls injury report out of nowhere.
He got apparently poked in the eye on March 16th and then poked again recently. And so they took him to the doctor, and he's going to be out for the year. So they'll be without him. Julian Phillips was ruled out officially. He has not played over the last couple weeks. Lonzo, Zach, Patrick Williams out. So the Bulls are going to be thin. But hopefully they can get Ayo back here and maybe Drummond as well.
I mean, the questionable reports on Drummond and Ayo both read differently to me. The questionable for Drummond, gave I was more down on. But the questionable for Io, I was a little more high on.
Yeah.
Just seeing it that way. But you were there at practice just watching him, you know, go through the motions. How did he kind of look to you?
Yeah, Drummond was not out there. We did not see him move at all. And that's part of the reason why I'm a little bit more skeptical with him. But Io, he was running up and down. You know, I don't think we ever got to see him go full speed. And he said that that's kind of where still there is some soreness. Hmm. But this is going to be like a postseason game.
Yeah. Right.
Obviously not a playoff game, but this is effectively a game seven for their season.
Correct.
And so this is the kind of game where you feel like if a guy's even 60%, he's going to try to go out and,
right.
and give it his best shot. So, you know, we didn't see Io go like full speed 100%, but he was getting shots up. He was running up and down and he looked good enough. And like I said, usually guys, when they come over to talk to the media, that's an indication that they're trending towards playing. Hmm.
So, I mean, when it comes to whether or not Drummond and Io will be available, I feel like we should talk a little bit further about what each of them could provide the Bulls in this matchup. Let's start with Drummond, because we know that Drummond had himself a couple of monster games against Atlanta this season. Mm-hmm. I think he averaged like 14.5 points, 18 boards. Yeah, 14.7 points and 18 boards in his games against Atlanta this season, one of which was a start, you know, when Vooch was down for his brief absence. And then we also saw in some of the Bulls-Hawks minutes in their regular season matchup, Billy go to that two big lineup
yes.
with Drummond and Vooch out there simultaneously, taking advantage of what was at the time a pretty small ball Hawks lineup, because so many of the Hawks bigs have been injured throughout the season. And we'll, you know, we'll get to that. Also, they will be missing some key pieces as well. But the Bulls putting such a huge emphasis on offensive rebounding all season long. Sometimes it pays off for them. Sometimes it doesn't. If especially if the Bulls do not have a night where they're knocking down close to 50% of their small volume of three-point attempts, missing Drummond's offensive rebounding presence would be a huge loss, Dave.
Colossal loss. I was at the game on the 26th when they played the Hawks.
Flex.
Yes, it was. And I watched Drummond absolutely dominate that entire team. I believe he had like 24 or 26 rebounds or something like that, and like 22 points or something. Like, he put up a Sanogo game.
That's what we're calling it now.
That's what we call him, baby. That's what he put up.
Yeah, 39 minutes played. 24 points, 25 rebounds, 10 offensive, 11 of 13 from the field.
Like, that's stuff that's very hard to replace. And you needed all of it against in that game. They needed every single bit of it because it was a very close game, as the Hawks-Bulls games always are. So, yes, you're going to definitely miss him. Io is different for me because I'm going to miss him if Trey is out there. You know, that's when I'm truly missing Io. But like we said this year, we've turned he's turned into that kind of player that will get you double-digit points but also shut down, you know what I mean, your the opposing team's best guard. And in this instance, it's Trae Young. He absolutely hates Io DeSumo. But Drummond, I mean, that's just kind of irreplaceable stuff, man, because it's not like you can turn to someone and say who can pick up that slack right there and pick up those rebounds, because that's not going to be Vooch. Vooch will give you a double-double, but it's not going to be seven offensive rebounds along with the 15 that he might have. So he'll give it to you in points, but he won't give it to you in the rebounds.
Right.
There's no defense or nothing that you can really do about speed or size. So those are the two things in any sport. You can't do anything about those two things. So losing Drummond and that size, no matter who that center is that Atlanta has to put up against them, they can't really match up, which is why he usually averages the 14 and 18 against that squad, man. So it's going to be a big blow, Will. Like, there's no way around it.
Well, I feel like we buried the lead a little bit here, because you have a new air conditioning machine that is
I was going to give it
fancy.
Its love.
I don't want to steal the
this thing is like a spaceship.
I just realized that. I was like, what is that remote doing on your leg?
Yeah,
and then I was like, oh.
Just a small flex, Will. Just a reminder of the small flex
that's
right
not
here.
So small.
That's what this is. Just a small flex of the wonderful thing.
Hidden behind the
right
dope dad hat, CSGO hat right
still
there.
Still the same kind of size. Yeah. But in this one, you feel the water in on top. See, and it kind of trickles down to the filter, so it lasts a little longer.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then, of course, the remote, you know what I mean? You can turn it on. You hit the lights for you, Will.
Oh.
Hit the light for Will
Stop
one time
it.
Out there. Just to flex on them some little bit. But, yeah, you know, the high to low, the timing of it goes to 6 hours instead of the 4 hours of my previous one. It only went to four. This one goes 6 hours. So, yeah, man, you know, it's you step up, you know, when you get into a new relationship.
Too big, too fast,
hey, man,
too strong.
When you're in a new relationship. The way you honor the ex is by getting something better. That's how you do it. You don't go down. You don't go down. You go up. You go high. and you let them know that, hey, you were here before me, but if you're going to replace the greatness that was here, I'm going to need you to be a little bit better. And that's all this is, just a little bit better.
That is a thing of beauty. But but going back to the Drummond and Io thing, like, mm-hmm. to me, obviously DeRozan is the most important player on this team.
Sure.
And Caruso, I think defensively, is the most important player on this team. Aside from those two, like, Io and Drummond might be the two most important players in this matchup because of the way that they are able to put pressure on the Hawks and exploit some of their weaknesses. So for me, like, the offensive rebounding part that you were mentioning is huge. I mean, the Bulls, not only do they miss out on opportunities to really attack the offensive glass, they now no longer have this too big lineup, which they have gone to and been really successful. They no longer have the ability to cover up for Vooch in that way. And like the Hawks, they've crushed them on the offensive glass in two out of these three matchups. And really, like, their whole strategy is the possession battle, right? They're trying to keep turnovers low. Yeah. They're trying to be efficient with their jumpers, and they're trying to offensive rebound. Mm-hmm. And so you take away part of that. That's a huge blow. So even if Drummond does play and he's not 100%, that's going to limit what he's able to do in terms of putting pressure on the offensive glass. The Hawks are 17th in the league in defensive rebound percentage. So they rebound the ball pretty well on that end, but they are 5th in the league in offensive rebounding. So they are another team that's going to come after the offensive glass. And, you know, if Vooch is up in space guarding Trae Young, if he's out of position, not out of position because they're putting him there, but if he's away from the basket where he can't really rebound as well, now the Hawks have all these openings to come in and attack the offensive glass that way. So I think that really plays on both sides, and that's going to be a huge, you know, X factor for the Bulls, is can they control the offensive and defensive glass? And then for Io, like, the Bulls are one of the worst transition teams in the league in terms of how often they push the pace. And the Hawks are 29th in the league in transition defense. So with Io out there, you have an opportunity to, one, juice your transition game a little bit and really exploit something that they are terrible at. And two, you know, the Trae Young thing, I think, is a huge deal too. Like, the Bulls have struggled at times to contain pick and roll and kind of manage the point of attack. That's their whole defensive strategy, is to make up, is to cover up for Vooch's deficiencies by cutting off the point of attack. And when they were able to get downhill, turn the corner, that's where Vooch is up in coverage. That's where you can get downhill and create spray outs. And that really feeds into this giant disparity in 3-point attempts between those two teams. So Io coming out there and being able to help Caruso out, where he's really given Trae Young some fits. They're going to have Bogdan Bogdanović starting now. So you got DeJounte Murray, Trae Young, and Bogdanović starting, three ball handlers. You need to be able to contain. And so getting Io back is going to be huge in those matchups. And I think the transition game too. I mean, those are the areas where I think the Bulls really need to win, because you don't really have control over whether or not the Hawks are going to make or miss their threes. You have to control the things you can control, which are offensive rebounding, getting back in transition, guarding at the point of attack. Like, those are going to be the keys for the Bulls. And so I think getting them back and having them as close to 100% as possible is going to just be huge for the Bulls.
We got to take our first break here, but on the other side, I do want to touch a bit more on the whole Io and Trae thing and dive into those numbers, because I feel like it's one of Bulls fans' favorite things the last couple of years, is talking about how, like, oh, Io Dazumu owns Trae Young.
Kind of does.
And going back for the past three seasons of Io's career, when he matches up against Trae, the numbers are interesting. And then also what Io has done, you mentioned his transition offense and what it could do for the Bulls, Will, but Io across the board offensively has performed very well against the Hawks, specifically this season. So we can dive into some of those numbers, and then also have to touch on, you mentioned it, you know, DeMar is still DeMar. DeMar played well against the Hawks this season, and maybe sneakily Vooch could be a huge key in this game. So we can touch on all of that on the other side of this break. While we are doing that, hit that like button, just like our friend Sarah told you to do. Smash it! Smash the like button for Big Dave's new air conditioner. Does it have a name yet, or are you just going to call it My Child, like the old one?
You know, Child 2 right now.
Child 2? So,
you know what I mean? Child 2. You know what I mean? New kid.
Sure. CHGO Bulls podcast today brought to you by our friends at Ray. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Are you in the market for a new vehicle? If you are, we've got great news, because our partner, Ray Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, in Fox Lake, is celebrating the Jeep Celebration event all month long. You know what that means. You'll be able to rave about their savings on a wide selection of inventory. For a limited time, lease a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo Altitude for just $439 a month. For 39 months! It's an incredible lease deal.
It's not bad.
If that Grand Cherokee isn't big enough for you, wink, wink, check out the third row and lease a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited L for just $479 a month. For, that's right, you guessed it, 39 months. That's 3 years and then some.
Damn.
That's a Vooch contract and then some. At Ray CDJR, you'll always be able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest inventories and drive home with more money in your pocket than you'd expect thanks to that raised price promise that... Price promise that you know, we've told you about it. The price you see online on their website is the price you pay when you go to the dealership and say, I want that car for that price. Only way you'll pay a different price is if they find you even more savings when you go to the dealership, which Ray and his team will always try to do for you. Mm-hmm. Don't miss out. Shop the great deals all month long because you can save big at Ray CDJR. They make buying a new vehicle more affordable than ever. But that's not all.
Oh?
Just for listening to CHGO Bulls, you can get a free oil change when you mention CHGO Bulls at the service center, or mention CHGO Bulls when you book online at RayCDJR/service. But you have to schedule before April 30th. So if you're in the market for a new vehicle, you've got to check out the team at Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They're the only team we recommend. Visit them today on Route 12 in Fox Lake. For more information, visit RayCDJR in Fox Lake or RayCDJR.com. Mm. Serving the community since 1963.
Mm, gotta love Ray. And you gotta love some beer also. Because you know what?
We not at the same time.
Not at the same time, absolutely not. Unless you're getting in your car to drive to the store to purchase some Cold Coors Light.
There you go.
Then you go back to your home and you drink responsibly. As long as you're over the age of 21. But we like chilling. Mm-hmm. That's what we do because we are all over that age. Mm-hmm. And so stress comes with that when you're grown. It happens. Sarah's finding that out as she continues to get older. And so now, since she's getting older, she says, hey, I need to chill. Guess what? Cold lagered, cold filtered, always ready to go. Coors Light is what she grabs, because whether it's your team stressing you out or just life in general, things can feel chaotic. That's why Coors Light helps you find moments to chill all year long. Because when those mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Colorado Rockies or my air conditioner. Coors Light is cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. When it's time to chill, open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. And you know when it's that time, that's the beer that Sarah's reaching for. So get that Coors Light delivered straight to your door via Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/ CHGO basketball. CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. Because of Coors Light, find your chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Picking up where we left off, football CF Candy in the comments saying, Iowa's defensive plus minus and matchup against Trey is insane. Always has incredible games against him.
Always.
So, shout out to our guy, Drew Stevens from It's the Bigs.
Shout out.
Always pulling fun, deep stats on the polls. He broke down season by season the Trey Io matchup earlier today. You can find it if you go to Drew's Twitter at Look What Drew Did. In 21-22, Iowa's rookie season, in four games against one another, when Io was matched up on Trey, across those four games, he managed only 34 points scored, dished 21 assists, shot 36.5% from the field, and 5 of 12 from deep. Mm. Pretty decent results there for rookie Io guard and Trey.
Sure.
In three games head-to-head in last season, Trey scored just 8 points on 2 of 12 from the field when matched up against Io. Wow. 10 dimes, 5 turnovers. In their two games head-to-head this season, when Io has been the primary defender on Trey Young, he managed 11 points on 4 of 9, so 44.5% from the field.
Not bad.
8 dimes, 2 turnovers, 3 of 6 from deep. So we have seen now for 3 years Iowa's ability to check Trey Young.
Yes.
I think defensively the perimeter is going to be key for the Bulls. Will, you touched on it in your great preview piece that's available at allchgo.com right now. Go read that. Shout out also to our friend Stefan Noe, who did a great Bulls Hawks preview on Sporting News. Mm-hmm. He was touching on that one play in particular that the Hawks love to run that either capitalizes on the Bulls, you know, not quite pristine defensive rotations with their pick and roll style defense and the fact that they're either getting a rim runner and a lob kind of threat or spraying out to a shooter that the Bulls can't close out too soon enough. So if Io can't be paired with Alex Caruso for large stretches for that Bulls perimeter defense, it would be a huge loss.
Yeah, and we were talking with both of those guys, Alex and Io, this morning. Alex said he's probably going to take on the primary responsibilities, but both of them also said, like, this is not a situation where we're making one of these guys guard with our season on the line. Right. You know, like, this is a as it is always the case with this team, they guard with five.
Yeah.
They have to be sharp in their rotations. They have to be able to cut off the paint, take away those driving lanes, and, you know, force teams to kick it out. And then the other part of that is they have to be able to get on rotations.
Yes.
That's where they got killed in the last game, where they were giving up the lane, and that led to layups, free throws, and kick-out threes, and the Hawks made them pay. So having both of those guys defending at a high level and executing within a scheme, like, they're going to have to be at the top of their game to shut these guys off, because it's not just Trey. And Trey has been, obviously, pretty inefficient against the Bulls.
Sure.
29% from the field this year against them. But they've got two other really good ball handlers that can take on some of those matchups, that can, you know, attack mismatches in other ways. And so they can't just overload on Trey. I think they can try to take him away. Mm-hmm. But that's why this matchup is so interesting, because you have, like, three really good isolation pick and roll ball handlers on this Hawks team, all of whom can shoot, all of whom can get into the lane, all of whom can be really effective at drawing fouls against this team in the Bulls, who have, you know, Caruso and Io, and they really want to defend, but they obviously don't have the individual shot creation.
Sure.
So it's kind of a clash of strengths in that way, and it's going to be really interesting to see which of those two things wins out in a game where you really only have one chance to do it.
Yeah, only one shot.
One opportunity?
Yes.
go ahead.
Say this. It's also plays to the fact that the Bulls' best thing they do, well, all their stuff that they do well is usually in the backcourt as far as their guards and their forwards are concerned. I don't think it's any difference on the defense as well. Obviously, you mentioned Alex Caruso going to be first team all defense. Even if he's not, he will be on the all defensive team. But then you have Io, who we've talked about, you know what I mean, just – as my man Cameron pointed out, as I call him, the warden, as he pointed
the
that
warden.
Out. Yes, the warden is always on the clock. So your two best things that you do is with your guards in the backcourt with the defense, and that's what the best things that the Hawks do as far as, you know, Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, and Bogdanovich. So you're putting up the best against the best, which is why these games are always so close, in my opinion, because sometimes defense wins, sometimes offense wins. You mentioned the rotations and how they get the Bulls all the time. The first thing that popped into my mind was the game winner that they had that last year. That was a prime example of the Bulls not doing their rotations properly and falling asleep on it, because that was just a great play that they ran and the easy points. So that's what makes this game so intriguing to me. And so interesting, Matt. Like, honestly, it's just going to be interesting, because every time they play, it is that close. Even back to the four overtime game that we saw when we were at NBC Sports Chicago. All the way to the Io game winner.
Jesus Christ.
You know, that we saw. Like, it's always a close game when we're playing the Atlanta Hawks, man, because their best matches up against our best. And we always, you know,
I
have that
kind of
game. I want
to say one more thing on that, because I think it's really true. Like, the Hawks obviously are also super injured team right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, true.
Jalen Johnson is going to miss this game. Onyeka Okongwu is going to miss this game. Mm-hmm. Sadiq Bey is going to miss this game. Those are their, like, three power forwards that they play, you know, primary minutes at that position.
Right.
And so you now are putting Bogdanovich into the starting lineup with Trae Young, with DeJounte Murray, and it's kind of forcing them to lean into this, like, all offense, no defense look, which is super interesting. But, like, what if they just have, you know, Caruso on Trae, Io on DeJounte, or vice versa, and they just say, you guys go stand in the corner, we're going to remove you from this play, and we're going to play 3-on-3 on this side with Bogdanovich handling the ball, and I'm going to bring Vooch up in pick and roll, and we're gonna attack him with Bogdanovich.
They
like
can cook.
They can cook that way. And so it's going to be really interesting to see how the Bulls try to contain those mismatches and those, you know, those switches to just try to keep Vooch out of the situation where he's on an island. But then on the other end, you look at the same situation, you say, who's going to try to guard DeMar DeRozan in this lineup? Like, probably DeAndre Hunter. He's really their only wing-sized player.
Yeah.
But if there's one thing DeMar's good at, it's making guys pick up fouls.
That's true.
He's going to go right at him. He's going to do his little pump fake tricks. He's going to do his sweep throughs. He's going to get himself to the line. And he's going to be able to say, Trae Young, come up here. Mm-hmm. Set a screen right there. Let me take you into the post.
Cook.
Or Bogdanovich or DeJounte. Like, he's just going to have a lot of opportunities. And so that does go both ways in terms of the way that the matchups are exploited. And so it's like, well, which of these is going to come out on top? And, you know, at the end of the day, it really is a game of makes and misses. Yeah, and yeah. Whichever team scores more points is going to win.
That's it.
But I think it's just an interesting competition between two teams who do it in such different ways.
Yeah.
And whose strengths lie in such different areas, and to see which of those come out on top in just like a one game setting. In a 7-game series, it could be a totally different outcome.
Right.
But like, you know, Vic Krejci is not going to be playing this game because he's still on a 2-way. He's not eligible for the postseason. Mm. Is there going to be a guy who comes in and makes 5 threes and completely changes all this and wipes away all of your preparation?
Yeah.
Colin joining us, I'm guessing a little late in the comments, wondering any word on Iowa Drum. Will touched on that earlier in the episode, so you can go rewind it or go back to it after we wrap up. But officially both listed as questionable on the team's most recent injury report that they dropped like an hour ago.
Yeah.
So still don't know if Io and or Drummond will play tomorrow night.
And we probably won't know for sure until
game time decision for both.
Hoot.
Yeah. Woot. The DeMar stuff and the absence of Sadiq Bey, I also think, is a fascinating variable in this matchup. And I do want to dive into that a bit further. But before we move on from Io, did want to also just say, for as much love as he gets for the, like, you know, Trae Young's father lockdown defense stuff, offensively against Atlanta this season, Io has thrived. Mm. In his three games, two of which were starts against the Hawks this season, Io averaged 21 points a game, wow, including shooting 50% on a little over 5 attempts behind the arc,
wow,
per game.
Wow. That's called doing your thing out there. He's quite comfortable.
Io was looking to score, yeah, against the Hawks this season. Between, yeah, confidently rising and firing when he gets those open looks behind the arc, and also coupled with that, as you said, Will, those transition offense opportunities,
yeah,
that Io has really, you know, just thrived in this season, and especially against a weak transition defense team like the Atlanta Hawks.
And that's the thing. I mean, you look at this Hawks team, we've been talking about it. They do not have the individual defensive players to be able to slow DeRozan down. So what, sure, do? You throw two at him.
Yeah.
And now you're playing 4-on-3 on the backside, and that gives guys like Io, like Kobe, a chance to really take advantage of those situations. And Io has done just that. I mean, he has really played well against his team. He shot really well. It's not sustainable from the sense that, like, he's going to be able to shoot 50% on threes for the,
sure,
rest of his life.
Sure.
But, like, again, it's a one-game sample. Mm. He could shoot 100%, and it wouldn't surprise you, but it doesn't necessarily have to carry over because it's just this one game on this one night.
That's true.
So, DeMar DeRozan, obviously, could still be the guy for, yeah, the Bulls in this game.
True.
You mentioned the absence of Sadiq Bey, Will, with that ACL injury. When available and healthy, he would be the primary defensive draw for DeMar DeRozan. We probably can safely assume that job will fall to DeAndre Hunter tomorrow night.
Yep.
In three games against the Hawks this season, DeMar DeRozan, if you want to throw up those stats, Sarah, averaged just over 28 points a game on 49% shooting from the field. And Will, you mentioning the classic vet old guy DeMar baiting guys into fouls, also averaged 10 free throw attempts per game.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to assume that we're going to get a healthy dose of DeMar DeRozan in this game tomorrow.
Oh, without a doubt. Like, it's coming fast. It's coming quick. It's coming hard. And it's coming at you the whole game. You mentioned DeAndre Hunter. One thing that I've noticed DeMar does struggle with is guys with that length and that size. But DeAndre Hunter's IQ is not on the level yet of DeMar DeRozan to combat him defensively. That's why DeMar struggles against certain guys on Toronto, because their defensive IQ is a little higher. So watching him, Hunter, you know he's going to pick up those two quick fouls. At least that's what DeMar is going to be going for. So those pump fakes are coming. And I mean, they are on the way. And he better be ready for this, man. Like, he has to be ready for this kind of game against DeMar DeRozan. You know, it just speaks to the greatness of DeMar. You know what's coming, and you just cannot stop it. But what you can do is use what you have to try to combat it a little bit. He has the size. He has a little speed. Hunter is not a bad basketball player. And so he has to use that length against DeMar, and not just to swipe down on him when he's, you know, trying to go that move right there, or, you know, going for the pump fake or anything like that. But just keeping your hands up and in his face, you know what I'm saying, using your length in some kind of way to deter his shot or make it, you know, hard for him. You're not going to stop him, but you have to make certain things hard for DeMar.
And that's where the, like, exploiting mismatches thing comes into play. with the Bulls because, like, Hunter has known that this game is going to happen for, like, 2 weeks now. These teams have been locked in. So, like, if there's one thing that's on the scouting report with the Bulls, it's DeRozan is going to have, you know, his sweep through move where he picks up fouls and his pump fake. Mm. Like, he's been ready for this. He has to have been ready for this for 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, you put your hand up, you jump second, you do not, like, get caught with a hand in the cookie jar against DeRozan. There is time for him to prepare for this, and there always is, but when you are in this situation where you've been focused on one team for the last 2 weeks, mm. where you've been, you've gone through shoot around and practice for three straight days mm. preparing for this, like, there's no excuses but for him to be ahead of that. And that's where, you know, him getting those switches, DeRozan putting Trae Young onto him or putting Trae Young into pick and rolls, or even DeJounte. I mean, he's not strong enough to defend DeMar. And so you're looking at a situation where if DeMar can get Hunter into foul trouble, or if he can be really aggressive in getting these switches, it's going to be literally wide open jump shots because they're going to be too afraid to foul him. Mm. And so it's like, can DeMar just shoot 60% from the field on, you know, high volume, or are you going to send doubles and now can these other guys help you out?
And speaking of sending doubles, I think that could be the other maybe sneaky key to this game and maybe a deciding factor. If they do decide to just throw all kinds of doubles at DeMar and then someone else needs to step up, and could that, perhaps as Bulls fans would roll their eyes at the notion, be Nikola Vucevic? We can dive deeper into that on the other side of our second ad break, which, while we are doing that, if you didn't do it the first time around, hit that like button. Do it for Dave. Do it for our friend Sarah on the controls.
Do it for her.
Hanging out with us on a Tuesday night. Prize Picks. Y'all need to get some picks in on Prize Picks if you aren't already. You can even make some for the NBA play-in tournament games that are happening tonight.
Yes.
Western Conference.
Yes.
By the way, LeBron and AD.
Yeah.
Both officially active.
I'm shocked.
In case anyone was thinking that they might not play in their play-in game.
I'm so surprised.
Which tips off like any minute now. Lakers-Pelicans is the first game, 6:30
Central. 6:30
Central. But with Prize Picks, you can have fun and make money doing it because they're the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. It's just you against the numbers.
Yeah.
Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, IO lock it down trays. You just pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 different player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Playoffs begin April 20th, play-in round April 16th. That's today! 17th and 19th.
Yes.
You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball and hockey entries on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. All you got to do is go to prizepicks.com/CHGO and use code CHGO for a first-time deposit match up to $100. That's right. prizepicks.com/CHGO, promo code CHGO for that first deposit match. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks.
Shout out to Nicholas, who said exactly what I was thinking in my head. 100 plus people watching, only 36 likes. Let's get those likes going up, baby. Let's get them up in the sky. Put them thumbs up, baby. Let's see them thumbs up. Well, Matt, I think it's time, man. I think it's time. You know, I usually take time, and I've done a lot of things. I think it's time. I think it's ready.
I think it's time.
We're going to do it right now.
Okay.
Sarah, what time is it?
Game time hoop.
Whoa! Yeah!
Ready.
Let's go.
She was ready.
Let's go. So I'm talking about. Did you feel that? You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all your sports, music, comedy, and theater events nearest you with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and the best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying those tickets. I wonder if Sarah knows about terms apply. We're going to find out today. We're going to find out. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. It is not the place. What you say, Sarah? No.
I've had like 6 hours of sleep. I tried. I was on top of the first one.
It's all right. You got one of them. Okay.
I'll be
you
ready.
You just need to know that we took that one time you did it and we ran with it.
Yeah, we ran hard with it. Yes. And we're still running. Yes. It is the place to find last minute seats. Find exclusive flash deals on sponsored deals for tickets for For tickets for basketball, baseball, football, hockey, concerts, comedy, theater, and so much more. And with zone deals, you pick the section, and Game Time will do the selecting for average savings of 18%. What? And the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price possible. So take that guesswork out of buying those tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code CHGO. Get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply. Terms apply.
That's CHGO. Get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply. Terms apply.
Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest of price guaranteed. Because Matthew Peck, what time is it?
Playing time who?
What'd you say?
Playing time who?
Playing trying to time. Get my fellow Bulls fans hyped for this playing game, Dave.
They are hyped, man.
Game time, playing time.
People want the hype. We are ready to go.
Such a shame that the Bulls greats of yesteryear never got the chance to say play in tournament time who.
Oh.
They just missed out on such great moments.
Oh, well. They just went to there and mic drop 63.
Darn.
Oh, darn.
If only they knew. Okay, so on the will DeMar face a lot of those double teams from Atlanta to try and slow him down and say, let's make someone other than DeMar DeRozan beat us.
Mike is not beating us.
And Jordan wins again.
So we mentioned that DeMar was averaging 28 a game against Atlanta this season on nearly 50% shooting and getting to the line 10 times a game.
Yeah.
If the Hawks, like a lot of teams did this season, want to say, hey, you know what? When DeMar calls for those screens, then just double him. Just double him. Yeah. If especially it's Vooch setting the screen.
Especially.
Once you got 10 games into this season, did your scouting homework, Vooch is shooting negative 8% from three? Great. You want to pick and pop with Vooch? Great. We're double-teaming DeMar.
Yeah.
Here's where it gets a little interesting, though.
Okay.
Because if you want to take a three-game sample size at the end of the season, two of which those games meant diddly. Mm-hmm. But wait, no, that's because Vooch sat in the second to last game.
Yeah, he did.
So one of those games that meant diddly.
Sure.
But in Vooch's last three games of the season, he shot 64% from the field. He averaged 27 points a game. And on 18.5 field goal attempts, his usage percentage was 22%.
Wow.
You compare that to what he did in his two games against the Hawks this season, where he put up just 14.5 points a game on 43% shooting and a usage percentage of only 18.5 and 11.5 field goal attempts per game. So, again, small sample sizes both, whether you're talking about Vooch's performances against the Hawks this season or Vooch's last three games of the season in which he got up shots, he scored efficiently, and that included 6 of 13 from downtown.
It's pretty good, man. That's
if the Hawks leave Vooch open.
And they will.
Will DeMar say, hey, Vooch, you've been kind of cooking recently. Let's make them pay for leaving you open. Because that could be the wild card, you know, swinging factor that nobody really saw coming.
I mean, it's definitely a possibility. I wonder, though, if they're going to just not put Vooch in some of these pick and roll actions at all and instead, you know,
just
try to go after.
Pick up guards.
Yeah.
You know, like DeMar calling one of his guards to come set a screen to get Trey on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, that would obviously keep Vooch out of the play, but it would also give DeMar an even more advantageous matchup. So he's really going to have his pick of the litter because Bogdan, not a good defensive player. DeJounte Murray, okay defensive player, but more of like a passing lanes kind of guy than like a guarding bigger wings kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then obviously, you know, you've got Capella who you're not really going to be pulling up. It's possible, but I think there's probably more to get from trying to get Trey out of this game and really make life hard on him. So, but I think that concept is true for any of these guys. Like, I wonder, like, if you are the Hawks right now, do you just say, DeMar, you can have whatever you want. We're going to guard you one-on-one. We're going to try not to foul you. You can take as many mid-range jumpers as you want. That's not going to be able to outscore a team that's shooting a ton of threes and getting a lot of open layups.
Sure.
Or do we risk it and double you, get the ball out of your hand and say, you guys have all these players that are pretty inconsistent three-point shooters, Vooch, Io, Kobe even at times, Javonte Green, Torrey Craig. None of these guys are like, really can't leave you. So do we risk one of those guys getting hot just to get the ball out of DeMar's hands. It's going to be interesting to see what matchups they try to go to and what scheme they go to, because I wonder, like, I've had this thought a lot about this Bills team is, like, DeMar just drives so much of it, but him creating shots for other people is not just, like, him passing guys open. It's him drawing two and then finding the right man. And so I wonder how much they're gonna leave that as an option.
Well, and also I think when these guys play each other, I mean, the stars come out, obviously. But when anytime that it's been a blowout, it's been somebody else, some kind of role player that we haven't even thought of. Like the last one was the Hawks when Future Bull, what's his name, Vejacek or whatever?
Vit Krejci.
Yeah,
Vit
Future Krejci. Bull Krejci was out there hitting six threes, and I think he shoots.
Not like, eligible for the Hawks in tomorrow night.
And he shoots like 22% from three or something like that. Like, so it's stuff like that. That will lend itself to a blowout for this team. I don't think they'll change kind of anything that they've been playing each other, because it's not like one team has really dominated the other. Everything's been kind of even.
It's been close.
And everything's been kind of close. So for me, I take my chances on what I've been doing against your team instead of trying to switch something up, because why would I do that? Like, I'm in the mix every single time I play you. I shouldn't have to worry about flipping it up. I'm more concerned about us hitting our shots more so than changing what we want to do defensively against a guy like DeMar.
Anthony in the comments saying Hawks aren't scared of Vooch. Kobe is going to be the X factor.
I hope so.
I think it's encouraging, as much as we may have rolled our eyes at the amount of minutes that Kobe played in that 82nd game finale against the Knicks, that in those minutes, and especially in some of those, you know, fourth quarter minutes when the Bulls and Knicks were going back and forth, yes, it was a meaningless game, but Kobe had some big buckets, and I think he looked as good as he's looked in a while in those minutes against the Knicks. I would have no problem with Kobe being the X factor in this game. I'm just saying, like, hey, maybe if the Hawks completely ignore Vooch defensively, he could make them pay.
Yes.
He's been playing well in the last three games.
Yeah.
That's all. I was just throwing that out.
That's the other side of that coin, right? Is, okay, maybe you're like, no, I do not want to let DeMar beat me. We'll let anybody else beat us.
Right.
But we're going to take the ball out of DeMar's hands. That's when Vooch has that opportunity. And it's a
one-game also
sample.
Maybe Kobe seizing some of those opportunities off the ball. If DeMar is your primary ball handler for large stretches tomorrow night, and then, you know, passing out of those double teams. Exactly. Not only Vooch can benefit from that, but Kobe can benefit from that. Io, if he plays, can benefit from that.
And I think Wills brought up a great point. It's a one-game sample.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anything can happen within this time, man. It's a one-game thing.
Gee, I wonder if whoever has a better night shooting will come out on top as a one-game sample. The X factor of all X factors.
Let's
because,
see.
Look, the Hawks, I think, finished just outside the top five in made three-pointers a game this season. I think they finished sixth. And the Bulls, as we have sufferingly known all season, have been one of the worst teams defending the three. And we just saw it. You were joking about our guy Krejci, who went 6 of 6 against the Bulls in that loss to the Hawks on April 1st. The Bulls 29th in the NBA guarding the three this season.
And so it's not just like there is going to be a three-point gap, right? The Bulls allow the most threes in the league, 39.5 per game, and opponents shoot 37%, which is not even that good. It's 20th in the league. So if they're giving up a lot of open threes and the Hawks make a lot of them, well, it's going to be tough to win. On the other side, the Bulls take 32 attempts per game, which is 26th in the league, and make only 35.8%, which is 20th in terms of teams' shooting percentage. So they're going to lose that battle. It's more a question of by how much, and are they able to make up for that with the way that they offensive rebound if Drummond can play, with the way that they get out in transition if Io can play, and with the way that they get to the free throw line if DeMar can exploit that. So there's more to it than that, but I do think, like, in terms of the Bulls' ability to win games, they've given up 20 threes in 12 games. They have won two of them. So if the Hawks make 20 threes, it's going to be hard for the Bulls to win this game.
There is one X factor I just thought about that I didn't consider before, and that's Javonte Green. Because he was not there, you know, during these games this season, and they haven't played against Javonte Green this season. Now, obviously, they played against him before. I think that is going to be a X factor right there if, Will, they decide to say, we want everybody else to kind of beat us. We're going to take the ball out of DeMar's hands because – that means Devontae Green will definitely be wide open for three. He's going to be wide open for three regardless.
And not only being open for three maybe on the weak side of some of these half-court possessions, correct. But also the way that Javante cuts.
Yes, correct.
Unlike the basically slasher. Anybody else on the – he is a slasher in a way that nobody else really in a Bulls jersey has been a slasher this season.
And he's going to have to be the guy who's going to have to step up as far as rebounding is concerned also.
That's exactly where I was going. Oh, offensive sorry, rebounding too. I mean, when you – stop paying attention to him, that's when he does damage. Mm-hmm. And that means shooting threes, obviously, but also attacking the offensive glass, back cutting along the baseline. He's really, really good at that. It's a skill. It's not just something that anybody can do necessarily. Obviously, you can, but to be able to do it at a high level, Javante is one of those guys, and I think he can – he's probably going to start tomorrow. He's probably going to play heavy minutes at power forward. And he's probably going to have a lot of opportunities as the Hawks really load up on.
And that's the thing I wanted to touch on last year. As Just Fly in the comments said, I hope Billy rides the hot hand rather than obsess over his set rotations. Okay, so let's just say that Drummond and Ayo are ruled out tomorrow.
Okay.
That means you're probably looking at a starting five of Kobe, Caruso, DeMar, Javante, Vooch, right? Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree.
That five-man starting lineup, if you have no Ayo and no Drummond at your disposal, then, oh dear God, how many minutes do they play, and how many minutes, if any at all, does Billy feel comfortable throwing to Torrey Craig, throwing to Dalen, throwing to Javon? But Tim's out. Poked in the eye.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, he's got maybe three bench options that he might trust to play a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't even think he would trust Javon in a win-or-go-home game. He's proven time and again this season that he does not trust Javon Carter.
Yeah.
So you're looking at maybe spot minutes for Torrey Craig and maybe spot minutes for Dalen.
Definitely Torrey Craig for sure. Torrey Craig's going to get a bunch of minutes. He's going to get some time. He's basically – some of the only size that the Bulls have, you know? So he's going to get a ton of minutes, whether he's scoring or not. His size is going to allow for him to stay in the game because they're going to need, as you mentioned, that rebounding, or at least somebody to actually compete for a rebound out there. So he's going to get that opportunity, and I hope he feels better because these last few games, he looks like he just hasn't looked the same since he's come back from that injury. Just definitely slower and more sluggish. Shot has been absolutely non-existent. So hopefully he's able to come back, you know what I'm saying, provide a little bit something more than his actual size for the Bulls. But Javon might not see the floor. I agree with that because we know Billy loves the minutes, man. And especially if you ain't doing your thing, he might not see the floor. Dalen will play. I think Dalen will definitely get out there too, because again, they need some size and people who want to go get rebounds. So that's the main thing that's going to get them into the game, Will.
This is the postseason now. So the rotations get tighter.
Sure.
The Bulls have been playing a postseason type rotation for months now because they've had to. But eight guys played on Sunday against the Knicks. Javon Carter, 16 minutes off the bench. Torrey Craig, 17 minutes off the bench. Dalen Terry, 24 minutes off the bench. Everybody else was 40-plus minutes, except for Javante, who was 38.
Yeah.
So they are going to play minutes in the 40s, and that's why – that's, like, what you do at this time of year. So I'm less concerned about it for this game.
No tomorrow.
It's just – exactly. The problem is that they're just – they've been working so hard. They've been overburdened for so long that, you know, can they withstand that for more than just this game, more than just these two games? And at what point do things really kind of – unravel for a team that has just relied so heavily on a 34-year-old to lead the league in minutes, on Kobe to play 38. You know, it's a lot.
Blowing up his spot.
I mean, man.
Before we get out of here, I did want to throw out a couple of quick predictions. I think Cameron in the comments was asking for it. We do also have some super chats. Braggs's don't count. Braggs, our guy, throwing some super chats in there saying, overtime tonight, baby.
They don't
play. Braggs, the Bulls play tomorrow night. So, hey, you want to watch some West Coast teams go to overtime in their play-in tournament games?
Cool.
Fine by me.
I'm with it.
I love it.
Let's go, Braggs.
Double overtime. Hey, triple OT.
Give us some more money
late
to correct
night.
Yourself.
There you go, Braggs. There you go, Braggs. Sure, let's watch Western Conference teams in the play-in tournament go to triple OT tonight. I'm
shout
all
out,
for
Braggs.
It.
Shout out.
You want to try and get my goat? You want to try and rile me up? You want to trigger me, Braggs? Because you think it's funny? At least know when the hell the Bulls are playing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, bye-bye now. Yeah. Bye-bye, Braggs.
Come holler at me, Braggs. I'll show you how it's done. You got to come correct if you're going to do it, bro. Got to come correct. Such Give a, us more money, though. That'd
such,
be great.
Such a goon.
Yeah, he is.
We love you, Braggs. Football CF Candy with a super chat saying, hey, guys, I know you'll disagree, but should Chicago media advise more fans to stop going to Bulls games? Fan how you want, but Darnell's report was... Ooh, emoji. Did Darnell drop something new today, Will, that I haven't read yet?
I didn't see it.
I don't know. I feel like Football CF Kenny always is saying that. We appreciate the super chat. Mm-hmm. Let me just say this. Put a pin in that. When this bowl season is over, I have thoughts. But not until this bowl season is over. But you are right. Fan how you want a fan. But when this season is over, I'm going to have some thoughts.
He'll have thoughts. Mine will be the same. Go to the goddamn game. Go to the game.
A quick thing from Deion Allen in the comments, activate Sanogo. That's one thing we should touch on before we get out of here, which
Can't
is
do
that
it.
The two-way players on this roster, Sanogo, Drell, and Funk, not eligible for postseason play. So
and Funk.
If they do put Vooch on the bench at all for any break, they're gonna have to be small, assuming Drummond can't play.
Yeah.
That means that we will officially not maybe ever, but not until next season. Maybe.
Yeah.
Be baptized in the funk.
Baptized in the funk.
It's a damn shame.
Julie with the question, will DeMar's daughter be there tomorrow?
Ah, yes. Did you see he posted a picture of her on Instagram?
He did.
Yeah.
That's mood.
We didn't talk to him today at practice, so nobody was able to ask, but
I mean,
it seemed like he was, you know. Yeah. I'm not sure they live in Chicago, though. I'm
right.
not positive about that.
I don't think they do, no.
So...
Because they were in Toronto after first.
Well, like when Eversley came on our show last summer, that was like the first thing he said was like, "Did we mess up not sending DR to Miami?" They may have learned their lesson.
Speaking of free throws, did you guys see that thing that, where Boban missed a second free throw on purpose in the Rockets season finale the other night that meant nothing?
I did see that.
To get everyone there some free chicken?
I didn't know how to feel
I
about that.
Loved it.
I didn't know how to feel
Boban is a man of the people. What? It didn't. It was a. It was a meaningless game. Yeah. Boban got some people some chicken. Yeah. You got a problem with that?
Yeah. A little bit. Not someone where I'm just like super mad about it or something. It's just the competitive guy in me. You know what I mean? That's all. Like I ain't helping you out getting nothing. Go home and starve.
Go home and starve.
Make your own food. You ain't eating off. Nah, man. Free throw cash. Wow. That's what you're getting right there. No, I ain't giving you jack. I ain't giving you nothing. Wait, what was the score?
I do feel good when there's a little bit of evidence now and then that I'm rubbing off on you.
No, Matt, what you don't know is this is always me. This is always me. I'm always competitive, dog. This is me. But I ain't trying to let you win. Why do you think I want the Bulls to play it? Come on. This is me. Mm-hmm. Competitive, baby. What do you think, Will?
I thought it was funny.
That was funny? What was the score?
I love both.
I have no idea.
I need to know the score. Of the game.
Of that Rockets game?
Yeah.
I think it was a double-digit final score.
Yeah, I know it was meaningless. I get it. It didn't matter.
The Rockets won 116-105.
There you go.
And it was
Clippers, right, who already were locked into their play-in spot or playoff spot.
Right, and it was an away game in Los Angeles.
Wait, he used to play for them, didn't he?
Clips, yeah. Boban had a strike
All right,
with the
then
Clips.
It makes sense. All right.
They love him.
All right, that makes sense. Okay, I understand that part. Used to play for him, doing something nice. Fine. That's like Robin Lopez doing it for the Bulls. Okay, right.
What do you think,
that.
Dave, about the Cavs pulling their starters in the fourth quarter and taking that loss to
Orlando?
To Charlotte to get Charlotte. The Magic in the first round.
It was funny because they almost won. They still almost won that game. I don't know if
they put in
them.
A lineup of Pete Nance, Isaiah Mobley, Amone Bates, and like two other bigs. I can't remember who. Maybe like Tristan Thompson and Damian Jones to finish the game. Like a not serious, not real lineup.
I mean, we'll see if it helps them because honestly, I think they could lose that series. Like how silly are you going to look if that happens? You know, we're going to tank to play you guys and they end up whooping your ass. Like
basketball gods do not look fondly upon
them. They don't, man. That's good.
Connor said, come on, Big Dave, let the people have
their chicken. Once I really played for that team, fine. That's
all right,
cool.
We got to get out of here real
burger,
quick.
You would have been all about it.
not here, at all.
Hold on to these receipts if you feel like it. Western Conference play-in, Lakers-Pelicans, which tips off any second now. Who you got? I'm taking Lakers. LeBron's playing, AD's playing.
Yeah.
League wants the Lakers in the playoffs. Pelicans have been sliding hard in the last few weeks of the season.
Hard.
Pelicans are at home, but I'm taking the Lakers.
I'm going to take the Pelicans just because I want to see Zion and CJ McCollum in the next round. But I think the Lakers will win, though.
I'm taking the Lakers as well.
Taking the Lakers. Kings, Warriors, second half of the doubleheader tonight. Kings hosting Warriors. If you look at the Warriors-Kings games that have been played head-to-head over like this season, last season, they play some crazy high-scoring, very close games. I'm giving the edge to the Warriors.
I think the Kings are a 2.5-point favorite in this one, if I'm not mistaken.
Golden State, I see here.
I was going to State now?
2.5-point favorite.
Oh, wow. I'm going to take the Kings.
Warriors.
I'm going to take the Kings.
And tomorrow night's other East play-in, Sixers, Heat. I think Terry Rozier was officially ruled out for the Heat earlier today.
Oh, man.
I didn't see that.
Ooh, that's a
big,
drag.
Big loss for the Heat there.
Oh, that's
a drag.
They
still got playoff Jimmy. We'll see what's going on with Embiid. But give me Philly. They're just a better team.
It should be Philly, but be Philly. Eric Spoelstra, man. Yeah. Eric Spoelstra, dog. But I'll take Philly.
Tobias Harris over me? I'm taking Philly, too.
Shout out to Sarah. I just noticed your socks, your London socks that you got rocking right there.
Soldiers.
Yes. Well done. Shout out to you on those.
Thank you. Also, Sox game was rained out today, so we have a
bummer.
Sox show at 6:45.
Sox show coming up at 6:45. So you don't even have to wait for the White Sox to lose to get your CSU White Sox content for the day.
Do we want to make predictions for tomorrow's game for the Bulls?
Should we save it for tomorrow?
Or should we save it for tomorrow?
It would be easier to make my prediction if I knew if Io and or Drummond were playing. I feel like it's hard to make that prediction not knowing the status of those two players.
He's right about that. All right,
let's reserve our judgment then.
Ms. Hernandez says Malika Andrews has confirmed on NBA Today that DeMar's daughter will not be at the game.
Shucks. That's a bummer. Bulls L then. We are out of time. We'll be back here tomorrow pregame. Again, the Bulls play the second of the East play-in doubleheader, 8:30 Central tip. That means we will be here to start pregame at 8 p.m. Central.
Ooh.
Late night. Goat, you will be at the Madhouse.
I'll be at the Madhouse.
That's
right.
Dave and I will be here with our guy Joey Spathis. In the meantime, read Will's Bulls Hawks play-in game preview, allchgo.com if you haven't read it yet today. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to our friend Stefan Noe. Go check out his Bulls Hawks preview at Sporting News. Great stuff in there as well. Mm-hmm. Will is at Will_Gottlieb. Big day. Bow. BAWL Sports on Bulls_Peck. We are CHGO_Bulls. Shout out and thanks to our friend and producer Sarah hanging out with us today.
Sarah!
Jet lag and all.
Shout out Mama Sarah.
Hey. We will talk to y'all tomorrow.
Yep.
Until then. See you right, be good.
See you tomorrow, Braggs.
Bye.
Bring your paycheck.
It's tomorrow, Braggs.
Bring your checkbook.
You dumbass.
We all silly like the mayor.